Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Hello, hello. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this September 20th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Find me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. On today's pod, I'll be joined by Low Tide as we'll talk some rookie camp, and we'll also talk some injuries, and we'll talk about the Yamamoto's new deal. And are the Oilers going to be in a little bit of a crunch come next offseason? We'll talk to the man, the legend, himself, Mr. Low Tide, Alan Mitchell, joining me here on the pod here in a couple of minutes from now. Like I said, the Oilers rookies are in action today. It's a 6 o'clock puck drop. You can watch the game on EdmontonOilers.com. The Oilers coming off a 4-3 win on Saturday over the rookies. Henry Rabinski and Philip Kempe both had, two goals to lead the way there. Rodrigue got the start in net. These are the projected lines for today. Up front, you'll have Lavoie with Hamblin and Bourgault, Petrov with Rabinski and Tulio, Safin with Englott and Cambates, and Sutherland with Brosseau and Burns. Defensively, it'll be Broberg with Berglund, Caldeis with Kempe, Nymalainen with Kesserling, and then Kubisek is listed as a seventh, and Ilya Konovalov, the Russian goaltender, the 23-year-old who's played in the KHL. He's going to get the start. Don't overreact if he's great. Don't overreact if he's not so great. Let's just watch this guy. It's our first, for many of us, our first look at him in game action. He should be, he should do well. I mean, he's a little bit older than the guys there, so we'll see how the Russian goaltender does. A guy that many think he can push here. I don't know about this year, but maybe in the next. So we'll see how the young, small Russian does between the pipes. So Konovalov gets the start. This game is in Calgary. Once again, 6 o'clock start. And some bad news, Dmitry Samarukov out 6 weeks with a broken jaw. He suffered that in Saturday's game. This is a guy that, by all accounts from the media that were there, he looks really, really good. So this is a guy that if he's back in 6 weeks, probably spend some time with Bakersfield, he could see a call-up. I like the personality on this player, but it's unfortunate. And now Dylan Holloway and Samarukov, both guys that we thought could push for spots or even towards the end of the season could come up and help this team. So unfortunate news there. And over the weekend, of course, you saw Kaylor Yamamoto signs a one-year deal worth $1.175 million. We'll see what happens here. Now, him and JP are both free agents next season. Both guys are going to be looking for big years. Both guys probably want to stay in Edmonton. The Oilers don't have a lot of money next season. Can they keep both? Sure, but they're going to have to get creative and find spots for a guy like Cassian. You got to move some guys out. You got to move some contracts out because I don't see it any other way. So Kenny Holland's going to have to get creative if he wants to keep both. But if he doesn't, who would you rather have? Or do you want to wait until this season's over because you want to see what the production's like for both these players? And not just the production, how they play. Interesting question. We'll ask LT, and I'm asking you, if you had to pick right now, let's not go into this season, right now, who would you want to keep, Yamamoto or Jesse Puljujärvi? And then we can re-ask it at the end of the season to see how both guys fared. I think both guys are going to have outstanding seasons because they're both looking for contracts. They both got a year left on their current deals, so we'll see what happens. It's an interesting question, interesting topic. I'm sure we'll discuss it throughout the season. Let's get to some news from around the NHL. Not much going on as camps are only a couple days away. Oilers get going on Wednesday. Jets place Sami Niku on unconditional waivers for contract termination. That's interesting. Travis Zajac signs a one-day deal with the New Jersey Devils as he's calling it a career. The longtime 15-year NHLer is calling it quits. Travis Zajac will sign a one-day day deal to retire with his Devils. And then the Golden Knights, this came, I think, late last night. They signed Nolan Patrick to a two-year deal. And that's about it when it comes to the NHL. Oilers get going on Wednesday, training camp. And then it's, I think, Sunday's the first preseason game. All right, guys, let's get to the guests. I know you don't want to hear me. You want to hear Mr. Lota. So we'll get to him here right away. You're listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. All right, hockey fans, now I'm going to give you the inside track on fantasy hockey. It's Fantrax. Fantrax free NHL fantasy hockey league manager is the most customizable, easy to use, and feature-rich platform in the industry. Sign up for free today as a special offer for Locked On Oilers fans. You'll be entered to win an official NHL signed Nathan MacKinnon jersey. Simply go to Fantrax.com, Locked On Oilers, and sign up. Top dynasty fantasy hockey platform in the industry, Fantrax is the most customizable fantasy platform offering the greatest fantasy experience for your dynasty keeper, redraft, and best ball league. Go deep with the ultimate keeper and dynasty leagues. Create a simple redraft league or even a customizable best ball league with up to 2,000 teams. Coming from another service, Fantrax can import any of your current leagues and customize if needed. Ever have a trade go wrong or make a mistake in dropping a player? If you've had leagues on Yahoo or ESPN, migrate to Fantrax for a better experience. Fantrax Commissioner Tools allows you to undo any move with one simple click. Among the most trusted names in fantasy sports since 2008, offering hockey, football, baseball, basketball, college football, golf, soccer, and NASCAR. If there's anything lacking in your current fantasy league manager, Fantrax likely has it. Fantasy sports doesn't sleep, and neither does Fantrax. With seasons running 365 days a year, there's a reason why fantasy players who try Fantrax make it their permanent home for all their fantasy leagues. Again, sign up for free today and be entered to win an official NHL signed Nathan MacKinnon jersey. Simply go to Fantrax.com/LockedOnOilers and sign up today. Fantrax, the home of fantasy sports. Today I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part? There's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. As I now bring in my good buddy, and now I get to work with him on the regular Low Tide, Alan Mitchell from the Lowdown Show on TSN 1260. Al, training camp's just a few days away. It's amazing how quick this year's passed, and we're almost ready for another hockey season, and should be a fun one. Let's start with the big news on the weekend. Kyler Yamamoto signs a one-year deal worth $1.175 million. I know we talked about it earlier on your show, but this is kind of an interesting situation now, because next year you're going into free agency with having to sign Jesse Puljujärvi and Kyler Yamamoto. You never want to bet against your players, but first of all, what do you think of the deal? And if you had to pick, like, is there a situation here brewing where Kenny Holland might have to pick one or the other when it comes to JP and Yamo?
Well, I think the first thing is it's a great deal this year for the Oilers. They've got a top six forward at just over $1 million. In fact, their right wing on the skill lines is going to be really inexpensive, and they need it to be. That's something the Oilers moving forward are going to have to create artificially via trade or drafting and moving players up. They've got a highly inexpensive right side on the skill lines. For Yamamoto, it's a chance to drive the price up for the contract that's coming. And as you say, with he and Puljujärvi basically in the same situation, although Puljujärvi's a year older and he's had more contracts, you're looking at both of them, if they optimize their opportunity and score a lot, say both get 20 goals or more, you're looking at $4 million or more for each. And that does set up a difficult summer where Ken Holland might have, he can probably sign one, but to get the second one done, he'd have to figure out a way to offload Oscar Klefbom's LTIR contract, or maybe deal Tyson Berry or Zach Cassian. It's not catastrophic, but the Darnell Nurse contract eats up most of the Mikko Koskinen savings from a year from now, and they're going to need a goalie too. So my suspicion is they'll be looking for an inexpensive player either in goal or on right wing, and it is possible that they deal one of Puljujärvi or Yamamoto because the money won't be there for them.
Now, I think I know where you're going to go with this. Let's say both guys are in double digits in goals. Both, had pretty good seasons, playing along one Connor McDavid, the other one alongside Draisaitl, and it came down to this decision. Is it JP just because of the body type?
I think it is. And also just because, the original pedigree for Puljujärvi was, lottery, top five, and he, you know, he had a tough start, but I blame the organization for that. They brought him along too soon. He's really shown a range. He can turn over pucks. He's got a great shot. He passes the puck well. He thinks like a center. He's sometimes out of position, but it's usually on the defensive side when he is. And so he's got a lot of elements to his games that are just really valuable to a team. I think he's more, not to say Yamamoto doesn't have a range of skill, but I think with Yamamoto, you've got an undersized guy you're not absolutely certain of physically. And with Puljujärvi, I think you've got a guy with a little more range, and you know, he's just got that body that you suspect will be able to remain durable despite the fact that the NHL is a tough league to play in.
Yeah, we'll see how Yamamoto does. He's going to get that first look with Draisaitl and Nuge, probably, we're assuming here, and just Puljujärvi up with Connor McDavid. Let's switch gears here and go into the rookie game. You watched the game on Saturday, I assume?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, a couple players I want to talk about before we get to the bad news. There's one guy, Henry Rybinski. Is it Henrik? I kept Googling him. Both names came up. He scored two goals now. He came in as an invite. He's a WHL guy. Doesn't have big numbers there, but what can you tell us about Rybinski, who looked pretty good in that first game?
Yeah, I think there's a real chance he'll come out of this camp with an invite to main camp and a contract, at least an AHL contract.
Yeah.
Rybinski is a big center/winger, and the Oilers need centers down in Bakersfield. I think he'd play there. He's got skill. He can pass the puck. I think he's like 6'3". He's a bigger body, and he could slide into a skill line in Bakersfield right away. His numbers in the WHL were fluctuated. They were kind of up and down. But he's a player who, in the game, he scored twice and had an assist. He was all over the offense. He thinks the game really well, and there's a chance, I think, that he will sign. I think the Oilers may have gotten him over a few other NHL teams that might have been looking at him. So my suspicion is that he might even get an NHL contract, but I think he'll get an AHL contract for sure.
Yeah, and another player here that also scored two goals, defenseman Philip Kemp. I know you've talked about him a lot. I know you've written about him. He's 22 years old. He played 12 games with the Condors last year, had only the one assist, but he looked, I thought, from what I was able to watch on Saturday, low tide, he stood out for me, just a guy that looked just a little more calm than everybody else on the ice, and he scored two goals as well.
Yeah, he's not known for his offense, mm-hmm. but he got a really nice shot and then one that went in off a stick of a flame defender. But what he is, Kemp is he played for the United States internationally at World Juniors, and he's a really good shutdown defender. He's got size. Foot speed isn't grand, but it's not, you know, it's average, I would say. And he is really good at defending. He'll stay in his lane. He doesn't get outsmarted often. And he just is one of those defenders who can go like five games and you barely notice him, but he also doesn't get scored on. So the Oilers need that type. They just lost one with Larson. This young man is obviously not NHL ready yet, but he's coming along. He was a depth pick, but he certainly has moved up from that draft day decision. In a redraft, he'd go higher. And I think he has a chance. I don't think it's this year or maybe even not next year, but he has a chance. He's a pretty smart hockey player.
You know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the nine flavors. Order today and get the Grasshopper Cookie or Raspberry or whatever you like. Go to Built.com and use promo code Grasshopper15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code Grasshopper15 for 15% off at Built.com. Dmitry Samarukov, terrible news once again. I mean, with Dylan Holloway out now, he's out 6 weeks with a broken jaw that he suffered in Saturday's rookie game. Just by all accounts, I know Gregor was tweeting about him, like, this guy looks really close to cracking the lineup. It's just unfortunate again that the Oilers' top prospects are all getting injured here.
It's weird, you know, and it seems to happen in bunches where, you know, we don't talk about this often, and then all of a sudden it rears its ugly head, and you've got all these problems, and you're, you know, the two of the guys that we were looking forward to most to seeing in Holloway and Samarikov, we didn't see Holloway at all, barely saw Samarikov. That said, it's a five-week injury. It isn't a shoulder. He had a shoulder problem in February. So broken jaw, it's a, you know, we know there's no surgery required, I don't think. So it's a matter of healing. Then he'll put on one of those ghastly cages and he'll go down to Bakersfield. Yeah. I do think Hernan will see him sometime during the year in the NHL with the Oilers. He was one of the pieces that was rumored to be a part of any Darcy Kuemper trade from Arizona, and the word we got was that Ken Holland balked at the idea of trading him because they value him so highly. So he's certainly in the plans, and I think that'll be sooner than later.
Anyone else stand out for you from Saturday's game that we should keep an eye on tonight?
I think Broberg's range and ability to skate is really impressive. He again is the kind of guy who you only notice defensemen when they make mistakes often, but he transports the puck well, passes it well, makes good decision. When he decides to pinch, it's usually a good call. He's a bigger body. He's grown the last year. I'd say he's a guy to watch for. And Raphael Lavoie, who's a center/winger playing left wing right now, he banged iron two or three times in that game. It looks very dangerous. He can beat a goalie clean from range, and people will notice him. I bet if he's playing tonight, I bet he'll be noticeable, and I wouldn't be surprised if he cashed.
No, this year's first rounder, Xavier Bourgault, I know he got a little bit hurt in that game. What did you make first impressions, I guess, seeing him in the rookie game?
Well, in the first period, I thought he got knocked off the puck pretty easily. I was expecting a little more from him in the first period, but as the game went on and he got more comfortable, I thought he was making really great plays. Got great vision, can pass the puck, got a couple of looks that were good, but he impressed me as being a guy who can see the ice really well and find the open man with the puck. He's a smart hockey player.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And tonight, we already know Ilya Konovalov is getting the start, and this guy's one of the biggest unknowns when it comes to the Oilers' prospects, and probably the most intriguing. He's a little bit older than most of the guys there. He's 23 years old, has played pro hockey. A guy that, I say maybe he could push down the road. I don't know because I've never seen him play, so I'm excited to watch him play tonight. You know, here in Edmonton, we overreact about everything when it comes to the hockey team, but we shouldn't read too much into no matter how his performance goes today. I'm just intrigued to see him play.
Well, he is, the experts tell us that the KHL is the second best pro league in the world. And his save percentage in that league over 4 years is .923. So going in, you know he's going to be probably at the front of the line among the prospects. A little older, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have great size. He's got a great glove, and he stops pucks. So I'm intrigued to see him. I've watched him, but it's on one of those fuzzy kind of feeds from the KHL that, you know, reminds you of 1960s television, Hernan. So, but he's good, and he'll get a chance, and he should be able to play well at this level.
And one last one here for you on the rookies, LT. There's a player at rookie camp now. He was drafted in 2017, right winger, Ostap Safin. He's played Wichita. He's played Bakersfield. He came from the Q. Where is this guy when it comes in terms of prospect? I know some were pretty high on him when he first got selected, but what's the story with him? Because he's already at 22 years old and hasn't really made a push.
Well, what happened with Safin is when he got drafted, it's a few years ago now, he was highly thought of as a kind of a power forward guy. And then he had a great year with the St. John Sea Dogs in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. He scored 26 goals, about a point per game. And then he got hurt in the year they went to the Halifax Mooseheads went to the Memorial Cup. He was on the team, but he didn't play much. And he got hurt, and he was the shadow of his former self. I remember watching for him that year at the Memorial Cup. Now, he had a good year with Wichita, but that's the ECHL in 1920. Yeah. And last year I watched him quite a bit in Bakersfield, and he was really hit and miss, Hernan. It was like he was still hurt, but there were games that he was performing better than others. And if he could ever get it all together, he's 6'5", he skates well, and he's got a little bit of an attitude, but health has always been his problem. And if he's coming around, then that's a big, big, big positive for the Oilers.
Well, T, like always, great stuff. We get going on Wednesday, and then it picks up for real. We'll have preseason games and let the debate and fighting and optimism, all that fun stuff when it comes with the Edmonton Oilers season, come in. So, like always, thank you so much. I know you're still a little bit upset at me because my Niners beat your Eagles, but we're still friends, right?
Well, sure. The win hurt, but what really hurt was the Brandon Graham injury, but I'm over it now, so you can walk to your car without worrying.
Yeah. I'll get Connor to turn on my car for me.
Have him started for you, too. All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks, LT. That was Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide, joining me on the Locked On Oilers podcast. He's just an absolute beauty. I'm so lucky to be able to work with him now Monday to Friday on the Lowdown Show on TSN 1260. The season is almost upon us. It's going to be good times here for the hockey season. Hopefully this COVID stuff gets better and better as we move forward. We can return to a normal life and fans and everybody and just having a good time again. But Yamamoto signs. It's going to be interesting next offseason. We'll see how him and JP do this year. It's going to be awesome to track these two guys and see what happens next offseason. Dmitry Samarukov. It's unfortunate, just like the Dylan Holloway injury, but you move on. And like Low Tide said, expect this guy maybe to push here for a spot when he does return. And then the Oilers back in action today, 6 o'clock from the Saddle Dome in Calgary. We'll be watching them on EdmontonOilers.com. 6 o'clock start. You can check out the players there and track all these prospects for the Edmonton Oilers. All right, guys, let's wrap this Monday edition up. Enjoy the day. Enjoy this week. It's supposed to be really sunny and nice out, so before the real cold arrives, get out there and enjoy these last few nice days as we're well into fall now. And the weather's getting a little crispier for sure. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. For my producer, Juanito, this is the Locked On Oilers podcast. I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll chat tomorrow.